This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. Israel has acknowledged there's been a significant drop in the amount of aid reaching Palestinians in Gaza, but insists the military has not identified famine. Officials described as propaganda an assertion by the Hamas-run health ministry that more than 30 people had died of malnutrition in recent days. Asma Mustafa, a Palestinian who won a Global Teacher Award in 2020, is one of those who can attest to the hunger and the insecurity in Gaza.
This is the ninth time that I am being displaced with my two daughters, with my family. I couldn't believe it. We have been hungry for days too. We didn't know where to go and we couldn't move. An old Gaza Strip, there is nothing to eat. What's worse is that so-called aid entry points have become death traps.
More than 100 aid organisations have issued a joint statement warning that mass starvation is spreading across the Gaza Strip. They say their own workers are also suffering acute food shortages. The signatories include Doctors Without Borders, Save the Children and Oxfam. They said aid staff were being forced to join queues for food. Donald Trump has announced a trade deal with Japan, under which the US will significantly cut its threatened 25% import tax on Japanese goods. The tariff will instead be 15%. Mr. Trump said Tokyo had also agreed to invest $550 billion in the United States. The Japanese Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishiba, said he needed to examine the details of the deal announced by President Trump. Professor Seijiro Takeshita from the University of Shizuoka says the deal appears to be unfair to Japan.
I think Mr. Trump was playing a game of poker. He always does. And he bluffed with 25 and now settled with 15. Now, the problem is it fair or not? And for example, for taxation on things like automobile, it is totally unfair because we have 0% tax to the United States while they're trying to impose all these taxes.
Thousands of protesters in Ukraine have taken part in some of the biggest demonstrations since Russia's full-scale invasion began 3.5 years ago. Crowds gathered in Kyiv and in other cities to denounce a new law which they say destroys the independence of anti-corruption bodies. This report from Grant Ferret.
Veto the bill was the chant by protesters, most of them young people, in Kyiv, Dnipro, Lviv and other cities. They stayed late into the night in the Ukrainian capital and said they will be back again on Wednesday. Despite the demonstrations, President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a new law passed hours earlier by Parliament. The legislation brings two key anti-corruption offices under the direct authority of a political appointee of Mr. Zelensky. The European Union has also voiced its unhappiness.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Lawyers for Brazil's ex-president Jair Bolsonaro have denied he breached a social media ban by giving an interview to journalists. Earlier, a Supreme Court judge, Alexandre Moraes, threatened to detain Mr. Bolsonaro for flouting the restriction imposed last week. The former president appeared in a video which was shared by his son on social media. The editor-in-chief of US National Public Radio has announced her resignation. Edith Chapin's decision was made public soon after the Republican-controlled Congress voted to slash funding for the public broadcaster. President Trump has accused NPR of being biased against conservative views. Ozzy Osbourne, the frontman of the British heavy metal band Black Sabbath, has died. He was 76. In a statement, his family said he'd passed away surrounded by love. His death comes only weeks after he reunited with bandmates to perform a farewell concert in his home city of Birmingham. Osbourne had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. In football, England have won the first semi-final of the Women's Euro 2025 tournament, beating Italy 2-1. Our commentator, Vicky Sparks, was watching the action at the Stade de Genève.
The roller coaster ride at Euro 25 continues for the Lionesses thanks to two last gasp goals as Michelle Adjumang and Chloe Kelly saved England once again. England were on the brink of exiting, trailing to Barbara Bonansea's super first half finish and a disciplined, daring and defiant performance from the dark horses of the tournament, Italy. But with seconds to play, Adjumang blasted England level. And then, with penalties looming, England were given a penalty of their own. It's Kelly, the hop, skip and the jump, and Giuliani saves it! But England get the rebound! It sent England into their third major tournament final in a row.
And that's the latest BBC News.